Blog Talk Radio.
A nation of business, and to bring us together, there is the airline of business. Throughout the U.S. and 13 foreign lands, the airline trusted by business travelers for a half century and more. United Airlines, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly sky.
For me.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is the product of Damien Network. This is that O-N-E host, Mr. Boston, on the Chronicle Show, the Boston Chronicle Show, words that make you think. I am your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-413-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, in the order of time, you have entered into a room where time and space has become creative, a creative unfolding with ink to paper. You cannot enter here if you think you can traverse the O-N-E floor built on rice paper. To cross and prevail, you must read, listen, and take note of what has been written within the Boston Chronicles, sent before the edge of time, displayed from him through me. Unfortunately, however, it is impossible to date this mental book with certainty. So sit back and enjoy the words that make you think. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Boston Chronicles. Okay. Bits. Basic instructions to change history. It's all basic if you pay attention. I think about the dude named Jesus who was sacrificed for nothing. Look at us all still sinning with the make-believe story we all set on going to heaven. Take your life off hold because the whole world is dying and still waiting on this Jesus. On this Jesus to come back and save them. Do you realize God gave you everything at birth? It's all basic if you pay attention. Jesus said not, but follow me. Willie Lynch stood on the muddy shores and preached the makings of a slave and twisted it. Hannibal came over the Alps on the back of a psychoderm and changed history. Malcolm attempted to unify us with any means necessary and his own people killed. Simple disruption in making of history. Ain't that a bitch? In the course of our own history, King tried to do the same thing with nonviolence and he knew he couldn't fight fire with verbs and words and they shot his brains out after they assassinated his character in the media. That's why he was allowed to look over the mountain to see his promised land, but he didn't arrive there with us. Many times, bitch has been a catchphrase word and misunderstood. While the New World Order has set sail to change the world's consciousness with a new weapon called pacification. Didn't you pay attention to the Elder Bush at the podium as he set the stage for the New World Order? Look at how his bitch ass signed the education bill to dumb down the education of our children, only to prepare and create the climate for them to end up in prison, trading their birth certificate numbers on Wall Street. Straight bullshit and trickery. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch when humanity is a commodity? It's a bitch when you get played by the tune of your own self-incarceration? Ain't that a bitch? Look at that bitch game of religion programmed on self-destruct switches, but they cry is, come and get your spirit lifted. Ooh-wee. Many are so damn twisted. People don't understand their own fundamental identity, lost and turned out, disregarding clues to their own potential. Ain't that a bitch? That 1% have control of all the money? Have you thought the feelings of being twisted and proceed to dumb down America in propaganda, hidden in lies, pretending in facts, and have a whole multitude walking out of their jeans into dresses, supported by same-sex marriages? Ain't that a bitch? Why is it happening? Lost in the basics of the underlying whole of human control, in the quest of money and power, disrespect and trickery and control? What a bitch to describe humanity inside that line. It's a real bitch to not know who and what you are. And it's so simple. We allow the ignorance, we become unarticulated, and today we remain uneducated. That same old bitch has uprooted harmony and the hold of self-examination. Ain't that a bitch? A history twisted, changing generations upon generations with pacification. All the illusions forged in the system of mind control. Another name for ignorant fools. They still fool the foolish, and that's a bitch. The population are unconsciously unaware that their actions are still acting as if they are enslaved. Ain't that a bitch? That we haven't rediscovered the recognition of intuitive memory. This is, in true spirituality, it's called our ancestry. See, the reality is we must recognize means to admit knowledge of fact, but certain to be the identification of a person and person as being known to one. In defining the word game, it is characterized as a scheme pursued in order to plot division, an act of unwillingness to take one's place in the natural order, a manipulated competitive. Ain't that a bitch in the realm of psychology? Game means to go against or contest nature, to deceive oneself with one's own intelligence, and the street term of psych you out. Ain't that a bitch? They have the whole world against us. In the same moment of time, they have us not communicating and making us self-destruct ourselves. Ain't that a bitch? When you come to understand night and day, time and space, you will begin to understand the basic instructions to change history. Ain't that a bitch? Really? Ain't that a bitch? How they got AFDC, Obamacare, food stamps. Can't you see why your name is in there? You owe me guest book, and your children is going to pay that debt back. You can't even get a job on the merit of your education. It's who you know, not what you know. And the cycle continues. Ain't that a bitch? In peace. All right. The astral moment of enchantment. My aura of the morning is a place of enchantment. The morning smell is different. The smell of dullness disappeared. I entered the door of my mental villa of theology and philosophy, coursing through intellectual experience and verbal masterpieces of precise, elegant logic that would appear convoluted only to one who could not accept the premises. I thrive onward in metaphysical logic. I belong exactly to time and space. My pillow sheets are the vastness of the commonwealth, while enjoying the exhilarating ride of inherent logic so exquisitely complex to many more. As I consciously sort through innate natural wisdom in my psychic root that takes me into the training of my mind drawn upon the athleticism of the spirit, taken far away from my mental, emotional, physical, imaginative confines as if I was experiencing a long spring, I am in love and love still loves me in positive abstract thought. I am fortunate in this pursuit, consensually adventurous travel, unified movement and harmonic texture. My lust ever so present, it is the lust for life and lust for the life of mine. I was in touch with myself in the wellspring of my life, and I capitalized the occurrence with my intellectual treasure, strengthening and sharpening my intellectual power, both rational and intuitive, for the creative work that is to come. With verbal maneuvering, grounding in experience like a metapatry or metaphor, I have found ecstasy in the joy of duration beyond rigidity, but I compound you with admiration to follow my ecstatic travel. My aura of the morning is a place of enchantment to you is me in this moment. Through the forest I have gone, power of seeing through its own enchantment. I find myself in love with this strange wanderer, reminding me all over again I miss you better in the rain. Fortunate enough to see such a graceful earthly curtsy from you again. If you still believe in my magic, you're subject to my enchantment. Our enchantment day is only enchanted in ourselves. The radius airing in this of this one soul has to be felt evolving through an ancient association between learning and enchantment, pounding on the door with you and hoping for an answer. Is it yes? And that's Mr. Boston from You Know Who, the product of the Damien Network. This the one O-N-E host, Mr. Boston's Chronicle Show. I am your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos, and please dial in at this number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Hey, everybody. Ngozi, what's happening, baby?
Listen, man, we got to call one on the line at this time, man. Let's go, man. It's the Chronicles.
Well, let's go. Let's go. Who we got in the building today, tonight? Who do we have?
This is Drive-By
Poetess. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Poe. This lady right here, let me tell you, she gets in that camera and she do her drive-by. She be dropping them bombs for real. If y'all haven't heard her yet, y'all need to go over and check her out over on Facebook, because this lady got some bomb knowledge and wisdom for you. Believe me. How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing excellent. I'm in the right place to be this morning. I mean, this evening. This morning. I'm so excited. I had to find a piece to present, you know.
Was
trying to fill out the water, you know.
Well, you know what? You come on over here and you make yourself comfortable. Make sure you put your credit card in the machine and leave some change on the other side of the room, and everything going to be all right over here on the O-N-E. That's all you
right,
got
just
to
let,
do.
Just let me know when.
Hey, the mic is yours. Do your thing.
All right. I'm going to do a piece. It's an old piece, but I like it. It's called Paying
okay.
a High
well,
Price.
Well, we're going to like it, too.
All right. Paying a high price for low living. They just don't understand. As I stare at my reflection in the mirror, questioning the status here in the matrix world, I said to myself, they just don't understand. They don't understand what it means to exist yet still be invisible. They don't understand that if I take another drink or drug, I could be meeting the man above. If I go back to my old ways and my old behaviors, it will mean such death for me, not another favor. I was caught up in this love thing, swinging in and out of the rooms, but they proved to be nothing more than rooms of sorrow, doom, and gloom. No life for raising babies, thinking married life would save me. They don't understand that we are the first and the last. No, they don't understand the sacrifice our ancestors made for us to surpass. They don't understand that we are the seeds that are passed down to be planted, not unproductive roots where life has been stunted or grafted. Don't they understand we live in a society that no one cares about us having a dream? The dream was dead a long time ago, it seems. Why can't we be respected, loved, and treated like the ladies on the block, the ones that work hard, not afraid to sling a mop? I'm looking for an opportunity to grow. I don't see my dreams in the streets no more. They just don't understand, mothers and daughters. You can't tell them apart, looking like hookers, short skirts, weaves looking like mops. Face painted in so many colors, you have to stop and stare. I say to myself, does anyone care? Do they want something different? Do they even know that their ancestors were queens who wore proudly clothes and fine linen, strutting in public with their children, babies hanging on their bosoms? You see, they just don't understand. When are we going to understand that we are queens to be adored, not laying on our backs, crawling on the floor, begging some uncaring man to open the door? Why open the door to give you more misery and pain? You know, they just don't understand, no care about your self-esteem anymore. Time to stand up, walk tall, move forward with a sense of purpose, proud to be on not just any man's arm. We're tired, and I want to be free. I need direction. I just don't understand. Please help me. Tired of domestic violence. My children in the street at all hours of the night. Who else is in the struggle? Who else is in this fight? Sister, they just don't understand. It's hard to forgive and hard to forget. How do we change things? How do we love with all these regrets? Tired of babies crying, tired of fighting, tired of watching our children dying, tired of the handouts, sister. They just don't understand. What is it to not have a man? Yes, sister, I said a man. No, they just don't understand. I am broken, feeling weak, sinking too low to get on my feet. I'm educated. My self-esteem is at an all-time low. Don't know how to get back on my grind, tired of grinding with men so low. I once owned my own business with nothing to show, hanging with crabs only pulling me back down with a powerful grip, with a painful hold. Don't they understand I'm tired of depending on the system's flow? Who rescues us when we run into brick walls or battles unseen? It's been too long. How are we going to convince me that I was born to be a queen? I don't want to wait until I lost that love and feeling. All I know is fists upside my head and daily midnight beatings. They just don't understand. I don't know how to change this pain to pleasure, darkness into light, and sorrow into joy. I just gave birth to another baby boy. I keep nurturing the pain of my past living with roaches and rats. Our life is better off in God's hand than in my own. I understand so things they call happiness. I feel as if I'm drowning in life's situation. Will I have a savior, a life savior that walks on water this evening, I hope? They didn't know how brave I could be for a broken woman. I don't want to be wait until I've lost this love and feeling. All my self-worth and value leave me. Tell me, have the courage to change the things I can. And deep down inside, I have the wisdom to know the difference. I am tired of sitting here waiting on them, whoever they are. They just don't understand what it is like when you and your family are paying the high cost for low living. That's that piece.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to say this. Too many people want to have mountaintop experiences at rock bottom prices. And that just doesn't work in today's world. And self-love doesn't come at a discount. And if you want true love and greatness, you have to pay the full price for it. It's every in every dream there lays a cost to be paid, and the potency and relevance of your ideals will determine the cost to be paid. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it. Girl, I'm glad you came on over here to support Mr. Boston. Me, of course, you know.
Okay.
Love your work. You know, I haven't had a chance to read any lately because I am locked up in Facebook jail, you know, as a lot of people already know. I came off of a 30-day suspension. I was off 2 days, and they put me right back on for another 30-day suspension. I was off for a week, and I was on. They put me on another 30-day suspension, but you know how that go. You know it ain't going to stop the show. You know I'm going to keep on walking. You know, keep on being proud of what I do. You know, so, hey, thank you for coming through. And we are about to have a track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O.
I'm gonna sing it just for you. If you
All right. Those old school blues. This is a product of the Damien Network. This is the 1NE host, Mr. Boston, on the Boston Chronicle Show. I am your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Do we have that caller on the line? Who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you doing tonight?
I'm under the weather. I can't read a piece. I just wanted to call in and say hello and support you.
Thank
you. Think you're incredible. Yes, you're awesome.
You come into the new year under the weather, huh?
I know, right?
Yeah, you know how it goes. You know, with everything going on in the world today, you know,
right,
with this virus and stuff like that. So it's you know, you got to stay well. You got to stay relevant at the same time, you know. And so you have to take extra safety precautions now to survive. Now, first it was poverty and money issues and Wall Street crashing, the housing market crashing, and now we get this virus, and then the virus turns into something else, and then we the people suffer from all the mistakes everybody else made that was supposed to protect us. You know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying,
the world.
Yeah. I know what
Excuse
you're
me.
Saying.
Yeah.
But,
so, you know,
I had to call in and just say hello to you and Happy New Year.
You know, Happy New Year to you. I appreciate you calling in, checking on me. But now we have to pray for you, you know, because now you're under the weather. So we have to send out a prayer for you so you know that you get well expediently. So thank you again for calling in.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. All right.
You're welcome. All right. Blind passer. I want you in a way you might not think. Because you think I may be your truth and comfort. But the truth is, I am merely something more than you could ever dream. Far beyond dream maker. I have spiritually, emotionally searched you. I know all about you. I know what you feel, how you feel, what you need and what your needs are. I have even appeared in your dreams, even fanning your hot flashes, erotic thoughts and dreams and fantasies, entering each thought ambiguously and authentic. I read your mind when it said no, and the voice you heard was my opposing voice saying yes. In fact, I tricked you. I tricked your intuition into the genius of optimism and subliminal messages. By now, you should be making conscious spiritual decisions as to how you wish to grasp what has come for you. Emancipation is undoubting to formulate one question. Do you undauntedly want me to? Well, let me tell you this. I need to part your lips just to crack them a mere inch, counting the hair stubs on your pubis as I put my fingertips on your pit, because I am about to own it. No more waiting time to suck and nibble until you beg me to stop. So squat down and let your clit rest a half inch off the point of my nose so I can smell it. You ready for my tongue to spring out like a serpent and whip your lips into submission? As I have already pushed my tongue in deep to lap your steaming milk and smell the aroma of your cookie. While you grasp the muscles tighten, turning my head a little to the left, circling my tongue inside your wet vaginal circumference, moaning. As I pushed deeper until my lips were pressed against yours, tongue sexing your wet with sheer intent, kneading your butt cheeks out of control along the way as you cried out, "Jeffrey, give me some more." As your undulated back and forth movements entranced the oral dance continued without words. Tongue so hard she gripped it, losing herself in a sensual erotic moment. As she felt his tongue attack again and again, such was the tunnels of her pleasure. She said, Daddy, you have certainly exposed my female sensitive protuberance. I want you. Shall we start all over again? Baby, you think you up to getting your back blowed out before I make you scamper away in exhaustion and blind passion? All right. Black man, whatever misconception you retain about the black woman, please rethink your position. Better than the prison complex system. Black man, the real black woman wants and loves you. Have we come too many miles to continue self-disrespect that leads to disrespect of the black woman? She knows your genuine content is lacking for reason. You know that thing we call game? Black man, the black woman understands your many issues. They understand your situational issue, but your ego refused to let the black woman help you. But you have the nerves to be mad because another man is taking care of your children. Their cries go out every day about you and all the things you do to self-destruct because you fear crying on her shoulder. Your pain is their pain. Black man, the real black woman, wants you. But the things you do push them away because you continue to fail at strengthening black love and family unity. Even when there are questions, what can she do? What is actually wrong with the black man? And the story goes on and on with no answers in sight. But put the blame on everybody in sight. But black man, the real black woman wants you. They have trekked the low-down, dirty roads of mental wars and mental strife, and all they are asking is for the black man to provide and protect and ask you to lead and guide and strengthen their resolve. After all, a nation is only as strong as the woman. Black man, she's been crying, carrying you on her back since the institution of slavery with no black man giving her reprieve. See, the seeds of Adam had much prominence, but the black man seems to choose standing on the corner and selling crack, and the black woman cries, how? How do I get my man to break his own curse? See, black man, the black woman wants you. She wants you to step up to the plate and teach your children, spend quality time with the whole family. Then you will start to understand why you are still a voluntary slave, because you neglect the black family and choose to play a game with the system, the one the black man always loses. Black man, the black woman wants you. But you, black man, as she continues to tell you, you must stop executing generational psych chaos, self-conflict, and perpetual disunity. Black man, however will you become to accomplish anything when you're killing the children, destroying life over a hood you don't even own? How you will ever bring the black woman to trust you when you fail at loving self, when you could be strengthening yourself and the black family, even help build the village at some time stop going to prison? Black man, the black woman wants you, but you must position yourself to want her too, and that's being truthful to her. Black man, you need to be educated and stop letting the system abuse you. Self-incarceration brings anger and abuse to the black woman, but surely the black woman loves and cares and wants you. But black man, what are you willing to do to make her respect you? The black woman wants and needs you. The situation is dire because the black child is looking forward to meeting you. The black woman's expectations of you is changed. Black man, the black woman wants you. But remember, it's about the respect of both of you. And that's that piece. Now, we're going to a track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, Brother O.
I sure wish she would pray for me. I'll tell you why. She's been flying around so long. Oh, no. I wish she would land in my tree. Every time she goes by, I want to cut her wings. Yeah. I say every time she goes by. Oh, I want to clip her wings. You know why? So we can lock up in a nest together. Oh, I'll buy her pretty things. Yes, I will. Oh! Little bluebird, please come and nest with me.
Nothing like that old school down home blues. Ha ha. This is the product of Damien Network. This is that O-N-E host, Mr. Boston, the Boston Chronicle show, Words That Make You Think. I am your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right, we got a caller in queue. Who we have in queue?
Hey, love, peace, and greetings. This is Mo Love and Mo Pain calling you.
Mo Love and Mo Pain. She said, Mo Love and Mo Pain. Okay, they're synonymous with each other. That's for sure. Mo Love and Mo Pain. Let me put my glasses on and look that up and get try to give you a definition of that. Mo Love and Mo Pain. So you're gonna give me all the love in the world, then you're gonna whoop on me and bring the pain, and then you're gonna give me some more love. That's how that gonna go.
No pain.
Look here, the whole family is in the building tonight. Woo, the whole family is here. How y'all doing,
baby? Listen, you gonna have to get all of this. You hear me? Ain't no love without no pain.
That's right. That's right.
Let's touch it, baby. Let's touch it. Listen. First off, honors given to you, and hats off to Damien Network and O-N-E, because they really doing their thing, and they trying to get us to do our thing. So shouts out to them. And go, DJ, because you my DJ. That's the shout out to DJ O, because he's grouping. You have her right up in there grinding and crap. Shut your mouth.
I love you. I love you two people. Y'all guys make my goddamn day. That's real talk. I love that shit. Y'all make my day. You know, I missed your show last week, you know, because I was working. You know what I'm saying? I was working. You know, I'm working and then trying to keep my business afloat and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So I missed your show last week. Ngozi know I be on the road a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I'll catch one of your shows, but you know what I'm saying? I had to get my paper to keep my business afloat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen here. We understand about that paper because they be saying I got a dollar for you. All that. We got to go get it. But listen.
That's right.
What I'm going to tell you is this. Your palms was off the chain. Listen, it is no love without pain. And listen, the man and the female and everything that we do this year is about unity and balance. We got to learn how to balance out the pain and the love. So that's what me and Mo Pain here to do.
That's right. So what you got for us?
Man, listen, I got a little something that I want to say. This is like a freestyle, but it's like the unheard, but it's the unseen.
Okay.
It's so many of us that walk around, and we got so much to say and so much to hear, but no one even see us. And they missing pieces here and there, and each one of us is holding it, but they don't even see us. And when it's time to hear our voice, all they can hear is their own, so they can't even hear us. So we still show up every day, all day, waiting on our chance. And one day, the one who keep taking our spot ain't going to show up. And that's the day we're going to be heard. And that day is today. So I just want to support everybody and let them know this is our year. 2022, that's unity and nothing but love. But with that love, remember, it's a little pain and that growth. So don't cut that short. I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Payne because we got to keep a balance in everything. But it's love to you, brother.
Thank you. That was perfect. Man, you know I'm over here trying to make this part of the show a success. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, we, you know, like you said, everything is balanced and unity, man. You know what I'm saying? So I try to stay in the balance of things, and I try to unify a whole lot of other things. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I in the course of my day, I run across a lot of people, and I try to instill a little wisdom and knowledge and a little light in each person that I meet. And some people don't get it, and I try to explain it, and they still don't get it. But you know what? I finally figured out that it's only my job to spill the knowledge, and what you catch and what you don't catch, that's a problem with yourself. But that's my job, is just to spill it. So I spill it. You know.
Well, I'm glad you spilt it, and I'm glad you put that poem, Black Man, and I'm glad you put the emphasis so you won't be mad when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I said, what you over there doing, Doc? And you said, trying to handle all of this stuff. You just told me with the Black Man poem to get the hell out of my way. Why are you still in the way? Everything you doing is going to be okay. So what the hell you in the way of, Black Man? And I'm going to tell you this. Every time I hear your voice on the radio, I want to go outside and just look and hope I see you standing there naked with a baby in the air talking about, behold, the only thing greater than you. Because me and her, and I keep telling her, no, man, that's the damn voice on Roots, I'm telling you.
I say you name
it. I said, that's the voice. That's the golden voice right there. Behold. You ain't got to hit nobody's ass just telling you, know you, but.
Quiet.
That's right.
The voice is everything, and that's what makes me listen. And that Black Man was so strong. So you listen to it. I know it's yours, but get out your own way. Everything you're doing is it's coming to fruition. Only thing you can do is mess it up. He got you.
That's right. That's right. Well, I got something for you and your girl. A little eye-opener, door-opener, you know. So
I'm going to take it personal then.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Well,
I'm going to do this free. I'm going to do this free spit because you done made me do this.
Well,
if I would give you opportunity to the keys of my mind, would you choose to come in under the flight of choice? Would you come in and chase the verbal stars that would change everything about you? Would you not chase the overcoming self-made fear and not chase the dark background, the verbal velocity that lies within the middle door, something of which might trap you? What would you be the first thought, and what would be the thought when you entered into Tesla's energy field of love that flows as a vibration that lurks within your thoughts? What would you do if you came to the sixth floor with seven keys? Would you think in the prelude of the space within you that makes you think in another dimension? What would you do with the opportunity to think in another dimension that changed your entire outlook on what has been taught you? Would you be afraid to let me teach you? Then here is the path, the seventh door. Enter at your own risk. Therein lies the seventh heaven, but remember, the wrong thought from you into his mind might send you into one hellified thought. Beware. Any one key may open every door. What simple action would you take to get out while you are still attempting to get inside the brain? Have you crossed the seventh mile and mental course like the jingles of keys? The keys are the language to spell the reality. The moment of reflection seeks freedom. Related to duality, between truth and your factual truth, opportunity still exists. Use a key and come in a waiting remnant of definition. May you become much more inside the mind of possibility. The eyes see distinct of the doors of actuality and the faculties of thought. Despite all his trenchant formulations constantly stressing radical distinctions between natural and transcendental attitude, the keys, aware, right from the start, impinged on one another, acting on the act of consciousness, and your essence concerns the drive into an ideal realm. Turn, click, emergence, a positive assertion, already there. Entering the meaning to think communication. Can you silence between door and key? Confront them at the door with the need to understand that we are not just minds, we are spirit. There we reach each other's bearers of a perspective of individual thought. The keys were the prescriptions of introspection. To think those together in the community of mind, coexisting with your time investment. When outside becomes visible, to see yourself as part of the dialogue of mind, the door, and the keys become less value. What would you do? And I expect yes in peace.
Crazy.
Wow.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I just got my whole poem from Doc.
Too real.
Sounding like James Earl Jones and Bruce at the same time.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Sometime I wish I did have that voice like that, man. Man, that was one of my idols.
Man, you got
that was
it.
Definitely
Listen,
one of my
man,
items.
You got it so hard. We definitely love you. Listen, we want to give shouts out to the Most High for you. The Most High God had to do that, man. But shouts out to
man.
You for making this happen tonight. Man, because you the truth in the booth, man.
y'all guys, boy, I'm gonna have to put y'all on my bucket list to meet y'all in person. You know, really.
Well, we sure ready
yeah.
to meet you.
Man,
listen,
I got to meet you too. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad you had my friend Jerry Petito on there. And
we love her.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was sick. And my wife's so stupid, she said, oh, we done got Jerry sick. She thinks we done got her sick.
Jerry, we saw you. We love you, lady. I see you some tickets.
All right, y'all. We're gonna let y'all guys go. Hey, much peace and love. No pain, no gain, you know. All right. Thank you guys for coming through. And accosting the mic over there. Y'all always fun when y'all come through, man. And that's what that energy is all about, man, having fun. But we're going to set you back down on the couch. You know what I'm saying there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a product of Damien Network. This is that O-N-E host, Mr. Boston, the Boston Chronicles show, Words That Make You Think. I'm your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos. So dial in at 516-453-913. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right. Caller number 4, are you in queue? Caller number 4.
Yeah. This is Moody Black. What's going on, bro?
Moody, hey man, you know I missed your show last night.
Oh man, it's all good.
I missed
it. Hey, look here, man.
Look here. You don't even though. Listen here. Let me tell you something. I've been following you for a long. And when I say long time, P-O-E-T. Yes, sir. I've been watching you rack up them awards and stuff, man. I've been following you for a long time, man. You have such a powerful presence in the poetry world. Man, you know, one day I'm going to be just like you. You know,
like you
so.
You got that voice, first and foremost, man. You got that voice. You on the way. I wish we could trade
man,
voices.
You know, I just try to give. I just try to give back what the universe gives me. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, that I'm too erotic, I'm too sexual, I'm too nasty. But you know what? I always answer that with this. The greatest sexualized erotic poem in the entire world is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
true.
And I tried to explain this to them. When God gave us, he gave us everything in the universe to survive on this earth. But what we do is we abuse those gifts and turn it into something else. I just sing the gifts back to the people. You feel me? So however they feel about what I have to say and what I write is neither here or there with me. So Moody Black, one of the greatest poets of present day, give me something that is going to excite the mind.
I got you, man. I was told to always stay ready, so I had to be ready.
Okay. All right. The mic is yours.
You know,
the mic is yours.
I'm old Southern boy. I'm old country boy from South Carolina. I'm going to give y'all some You know, since we on the, this kind of love related. I want to love you like a country man. I want to hang out with you on the front porch with rocking chairs, waltzing in Lincoln Wood. I would sing you country love songs, 90s R&B songs, hip-hop love sonnets, rub my country bald head, stroke the middle of my beard, and go outside and catch lightning bugs with you. Not fireflies, lightning bugs that drink the sky like city lights, but we molasses drip of this country grammar are twang, pour out like that of proper punctuation. That flows so perfect from the mouths of our mason jars. I want to stare at the moon in your smile. It's the kind of moonshine I want to drink. So your laughter is my libation. I want to love you like a country man. I want to love you for it tough, heart running like a Chevy engine. But we can get that baseball is sharp like that Cadillac kind of love. Love you like chopping wood, moon burn, keep you sharp. So when it's time to go deep, oh, we go deep like southern roots in the slave-filled soil that extend this country all over this country where everyone can see how country they really is. I want to love you like fishing grits, shrimp and grits, butter and grits. I don't like sugar on my grits, but you, baby, you could be the sugar in my grits. I want to love you like a country man. Like cutting the grass on Saturday mornings, I could be your John Deere to make sure I properly manicure the landscape of our love. Off of you, my dear, love you like all the chores done, and we can finally watch a movie kind of love. I want to love you like a country man going to church. You on the usher board, so I can love you like Deacon Johnson, love Sister Betty, love you like pulpit, love you like count all the money in the back room for the building fund, love you like watching you sing on the choir. Love you like I want to hug every hallelujah that's in your soul. I want to love you like a country man. Have you kissed my thick country lips, the lips you say you love to hear me say things like showing up, bless his heart, and look at him. So, baby, look at him. Let me love you like a country man. We need two grasshoppers and lush green meadows wide as all hot dogs looking up at the velvet sky till it can't see country black outside. The neighbors can hear us chirping. You know that grasshopper leg rubbing language. I want to love you like a country man. Just as long as you love me. Like a country woman loving her country man. We can show the world to be a country. It's cool. And that's that piece. Man, thank you for what you're doing, man. I love your platform. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Love you, love you. Life,
wow. Wow. Man, brother. You know what? I'm going to tell you this, because I'm a big fan of KRS-One, too.
Ooh,
KRS-One, yeah,
that's
my man. KRS-One said, you love yourself and your expressions. You can't go wrong. And you know, he said, you know you don't see with your eyes. You see with your brain. And the more words your brain has, the more things you can see. And he said, he said, the God of your understanding has chosen you, and you've agreed to be here in this space and time to do something that only you can do. And he said he wouldn't stand there and try to tell you what it is, but he said deep down inside yourself, as you take time to uncover and ask yourself some vital questions, like what is it that brings you peace? And I'm going to say, what is it that brings you peace is the same thing that brings me joy, poetry.
Let's go. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Moody Black, you know what, man? I'm glad you came through, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was hoping to chum up a conversation with you, man. I missed you last night, but I'm going to tell you, next time there's a show, I bet you I won't miss it. So, you know, you need to keep on coming back. You need to keep coming back, man, because you are forced to be reckoned with. And a lot of people don't understand why you here. You know what I'm saying? You know why you here. I understand why you here. And so you keep on bringing what the good Lord tells you to bring, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you are moved into something great, man, and you're going to get greater.
Man, I appreciate it, man. And, hey, you ever on Instagram, I'm at I Am Moody Black on Instagram. You can always check me out there.
I'm coming over there. I'm coming over there to send you a friend request in a couple of hours. Definitely
yeah,
going to
do
that.
Yeah, man. I got
okay.
You.
All right. Will do.
Yeah,
all right.
Bro.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. All right. Now, yes, sir. Now we got caller 5, you in queue. Caller 5, are you in queue?
Peace and blessings, Brother Boston.
Who this?
Sister Bessie, the truther.
Uh-oh. My. You know what? Before you finish that sentence, because my spirit is climbing the span of a partition of mine, I got something to say to you in a freestyle, something to say. Okay. All right. Further the bounds of the tunes of disposition, we turn about the path to a point to which all gravitates are drawn while we climb down the span, the partition of mind. Sometimes between white and black, spinning in the sleeping twilight of remembrances, stood the soul of the last class stirring the bitter winds. There are no other windbreaks without fear, and the verses tell it. Some lied, they're stretched out. Others in a state of rigor mortis, another bent foot to face, frowns from across the oceans afar. Captured by a foul creature steals grace from paradise, but on the way we arm our soul against all dread of the sleeping terrors. Is that disposition of this disrespected? Their stories have been told beyond the twisted analogies of his story. He told our spirits, and we never die, yet expand every people, every nation, and breathe life into the whole of the world, and our history scores fond to a beautiful people arising from woe. In a sense, the world says, ah, to whom those taken from the banks of the Nile civilization and placed among the shores of the world, their mistakes are gain, and so here we remain as we begin to wither without a word. What has come to hunt them are the perversions to rob and enslave men. He turns his head down where his feet have been and grips his blonde hair and asks himself by which stairs he has arisen. Above his own evils, as his dull mind remains vexed by failure to understand the point of what has already been done. Perplexed to the errors of his own humanity, as so untying the little stream, descending into the hollows, eroding life endlessly. Entwined in the hemispheres of fright by the images of his evils, who made the wrought-up stairways for us, which he now hides in his own prison hell and draws his own sin to himself, furthering the bounds in the tomb of his own disposition. And that's Mr. Boston.
All right. I love it.
Sister Bessie, you know, let me tell you something. You are inspiration to many. You are a mountain to climb. Mm-hmm. You are the footprints. You are the footprints of a God that many people have yet to experience. And I just want to say, I love you, sister. I love you.
I love you back tenfold, my brother. I do have a piece. And
yes, ma'am.
One of my, It's one of my old poems. It's in my new book. It's who is really the terrorist? Have you guessed it yet? It's not you or me, but it's the bankers, the pharmaceuticals, the army, the police. It's FEMA. Truth is right before your eyes. They're all around you like flies. That's why they made the vaccines that make you die, stripping you of your rights. Will you fight? Who is really the terrorist? Oh, yeah. What about those that call themselves supreme? They are a danger to the world, it seems. Lying, scheming, playing games of chess with our lives. Who is the real terrorist? It's not you or me. Please open your eyes to the spies. 5G, a wicked weapon to fry your brain. I call them silent wars. It's time to wake up. Don't let your heart drop, because that's what they want. Play their game smart. Be aware of all things you must prepare. Keep the creator in front. That's how you will know who the real terrorists are. Because you are at war. Pay attention. This you must mention. Who the real terrorists are. For our system in this nation has become a wicked force. Soon they'll be knocking at your door. Will you know who the real terrorists are? No time to fear, for their plans are coming near. Stop ignoring the signals. It's time to know who the real terrorists are. It's time to know who the real terrorists are. And it's not you or me.
Wow. Oh, my Lord. You know what? That is the whole truth right there. You know, I have this little thing that when I was coming up through gaining wisdom and knowledge from my grandfather and my father and my grandmother used to tell me all the time, she said, don't turn your face away. She said, once you've seen, you can no longer act like you don't know. She said, open your eyes to the truth. It's all around you. And she said, never deny what the eyes to your soul have revealed to you. And now that you know, you cannot never feign ignorance. That's what she
That's
used to
right.
tell me all the time. All the time.
Yes,
man.
I wanted to ask you a question. This is not a poem, but I wanted to ask you, what do you think about this new thing? The scientists have made microscopic robots that can have babies. What's wrong with these psychotic scientists? These tiny robots may be so tiny that it may be able to go into the bloodstream and multiply. These people are sick.
Yep. Well, what you are seeing is the science. Well, you know, in the Bible it says man can create and do anything that he put his mind to do.
Yes.
And because now that we have become a nation of overpopulation, they're making these little tiny nanobots to do all of the work to put humans out of jobs and re-enslave them. And the clones, what these little robots are doing is a precursor to what they're going to do when they clone a human being. You understand?
Yeah.
These little nanobots are not there for no reason. What they are doing is they are extracting the secrets of DNA. You understand? So they can create these clone human beings, and in the end, what's going to happen? They're gonna get smart enough to kill off the human race. And so what you have? You have a whole bunch of robots with maybe a group of people or one person controlling them. You feel me?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, my brother. And thank you so much for allowing me. You are so wonderful, and you always in my heart.
Miss Bessie, Sister Bessie, anytime that you come on the ONE, the Damien Network, and I find out you in Q, you see, I always get number 5 or number 4 caller in, and then when you start speaking, I get Miss Bessie. But whenever you come on this show, you hit Brother O up and you tell him, hey, I've been knocking on this door, so let me in. So you know you can come in anytime you choose to, because you my sister. And you wise, and you smart, and you knowledgeable, and you ask questions. That's what I like when questions come about. Ooh, wait. I love it when a person asks a question. You know, that is a thing that really makes me happy when a guest comes in and asks a question, because I get to state my preference to the question without getting beat up behind it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah that's right. That's right. Yeah. All right.
Love you, brother.
So, peace and blessings to you, sister. Peace and blessings to you. All right. All right. Do we have another caller in the building?
Hey, Mr. Boston, this is Commissioner Ebony Dawn Stark.
Ms. Stark, how are you evening?
I'm doing well. Mark and I are enjoying the show.
Well, you know, the projection of the vibrations that's coming through your voice says that you're in good health.
I am great health. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. So what you got for us? What do you have for us? I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Are you dying?
I'm not literally dying. I am mentally dying to hear what you say. I'm not physically dying, no.
I know. I just want to congratulate Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on his ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with his second all-time and second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Congratulations,
wow.
Mr. Boston.
Wow. You got to be kidding me.
No,
you
sir.
Know. Oh, wait, I'm elated now. Now you done got me elated. You know, I am really elated. So you know what? I'm going to do that. I want to do something for you since you're here. Let me think for a second. Let me see how I'm going to put this together and formulate it in my mind. I am if you know your truth. You don't know me for this moment, yet you think you do. By the time I come to you, you can learn me in this acuity. If your mind is listening, you will discover me to be real, so true. But like most humans within you, you will attempt to remove me. But know the application will cause a battle within yourself. You will beg your conscience to dance inside your unconsciousness and offering sentences to stay present when your soul begins to recognize the understanding of a 9 letters of influence, electrify obedience as effect of mental production recorded as tangible. Affect their relationship with me being in this world and in this word of 1,000 years with your individualized harmony devoted centuries unraveling millions of secrets sometimes make you forfeit yourself. If you are now beginning to gather in your understanding, then you have realization of your own infinite intelligence. You will gather that I subtly account for each individual thought, yet you are not aloof that rust destroys more than you use and make your unlist impossibles, and if you yet haven't yet, you will become an objective fool and a proof of a degenerate mind. Your moments is now becoming simply mastery of your own faculty, and if you miss me at the beginning, you may think I'm a ghost, yet you haven't learned anything. So let me remind you of a stone-cold fact. I'm a distinct birthing of what they have yet to teach you in school. I am the character of a living rock of principle in the dispensation of providence, an ongoing continuous operating agency, but neither neither a compartment nor slave of your desire, but as long as you remain, I will walk upon you, saying, until the end of time, now what is my name? If you haven't learned anything, I am, and if you know your truth. And that's that piece. That was a free spit.
All right. All right now. Very, very good.
I love being over here because I get a chance to practice this craft. I love this craft because people don't read anymore, but they can hear.
Right.
And I have the
right.
opportunity to let somebody hear because either I can help you be a better person or I can't. And I can do that through poetry. That part right there.
It's your voice. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that part right there. All right, my sister. Love you to life. We're about to go to a music break by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. This jockey, Brother O.
If I don't love you, baby, bricks ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. And run all through the jungle fighting lions with the switch because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Now, if I don't love you, baby, I tell you, quits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Oh, baby. Listen. All around the world, I've got blisters on my feet. I'm trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me right now, woman, you ain't got no sense, because you know I love you, baby.
How's everybody doing out there tonight? You know, the beautiful thing about coming to O-N-E is to be able to acceptably express yourself without having any type of fear, without having anything that keeps you from just doing who you are. But anyway, this is a product of Damien Network. This is the O-N-E, host Mr. Boston Chronicle Show, and I am your host, Mr. Boston, on air now from Lagos. So if you want to get on this mic, you dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So do we have a caller on the line? Caller 7, are you in the building?
Hey. What's going on? It's a true friend with a guy. True friend with a guy calling from Philly.
Say that
How
again?
How you living, man? Good It's a true friend with a guy calling from Philly. How you living, man? Good show.
No, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. You know how much you know how that makes me feel when a person tells me that it's a good show. You know, it makes me want to just go a little harder each time. You know, and it's a beautiful thing that people find time to listen and hear, you know. And it's not that hard to come to terms with what's going on in your brain and your heart. And if you open up your soul, you know, your soul will lead and guide you. And that's the beautiful thing about poetry. So, Mr. Will of God, what do you have for the ONE on the Damien Network?
First of all, it's like January 5th, 2022. I can't believe I still made it through, but you know, I'm going to do a freestyle like I always do. And I like to make myself so authentic with my freestyle so nobody don't think I'm written something. You give me something you want me to freestyle about, and I just go from the top of the head, kill the game.
Okay. The ancient black man.
The who? The ancient black man?
The ancient black man.
All right. Hello, people. Have you ever thought about a secret? If the secret was alive, would you peep it? Here come an ancient black man. Hello, people. There's a new story to tell. A lot of y'all gonna go to, I can't say it right now, though, because y'all still can't speak a spell. Ain't that an ancient black man? Hello, people. I got to do something different. Wouldn't it be terrific if an ancient black man from way back in the day, when they had this thing called black poetry, no, let's think about something better than that. Remember that thing they burnt down like it was an artifact? And people had the Black Wall Street like it was, picture that. That was an ancient black man. Black men and women too. See, we still are ancient because they don't know who you're supposed to be too. It's 2022. The lifestyles is you. Problem is, what you going to do? Are you going to be the best kept secret or a peekaboo? Well, people looking at you like, nah, that's all right. I don't want that one too. But see, that's another story of an ancient black man. Slavery is still here today. Problem is, we like crabs in the barrel that still don't want to play. We don't even know our family because they look like they're moving in a different way. They're changing the black man to be a different type of man. God, duh, I can't say it on the national air. But damn, can I be an ancient black man? Why can't my brain be inspired to be true? Why can't I talk to people like, ooh, yeah, you. Why can't I be able to picture my life through some of the people that I don't even want to be with, but damn, I get tired. I still know how to get through. the ancient black man. But the education is still right here. Had no fear, I will reappear with the funky fresh gear that you never seen last year. I'm going to do something so crazy, I'll make all y'all look like y'all fugazi if you don't admire those ancient black men. You know the ones who did stories that was supposed to be told. They made things that made us live, and we still looking at them like Beta Camo. They made peanuts. They made all types of things that's really wonderful for our ears. But y'all still can't understand. Some of y'all still out of here. I got to go. I'm tired of talking to y'all because y'all can't understand French. But it's cool. Some of y'all still got that stench of an ancient black man. Oh, I'm sorry. That was great. Yo, it's your true fan, Will the God, man. I got to go, man. Check me out on 2Tel. My show is on the fourth Friday of the month. My next topic is going to be Captivation 101. And I just want to know, when's the last time you was captivated? How did it feel? And what did you say? Because I'm listening.
Wow. You just captivated me with that free spit, man. Wow. You know that.
Shall I be an ancient black man?
The age of the black man. The age of the black man, brother, Will of God. Man, you powerful, man. You're powerful. You're powerful, powerful. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to sit you back down on the couch, man, and we're going to bring in caller number 8. Caller number 8, you in the building.
Hey, caller number 8, I guess I'm that ancient black man that y'all was talking about when the black guys was traveling in all of their blackness and they looked down on the old planet Earth. They looked down on the little planet Earth. And they wanted to create duplicates of themselves. Okay? Yeah. So it was traveling
like
in all of their
like
blackness.
That.
There was blacker than the midnight sky or the smell on the stovepipe. How about that?
Yeah. That's proper right there. honey back to man. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing but the truth, man. Hey, first of all, congratulations.
Nah, I appreciate you, man. You know, I've been following you for a long time too. You know, yeah, you one of the people that I follow. I've been following for a long time, and you know, for a minute there, I thought I lost you because when Facebook shuts my pages down, man, I have to go back and do a lot of work, you know, to get the people back that I had before. You know, I get a lot of inboxes that say, man, you know, why you delete me? I didn't delete anything. You got to talk to Facebook about that. Facebook do all of that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've been following you for a long time, man. You're so full of wisdom and knowledge, man, of the ancient text, man. I just love it, man. I love it. I love history. You know what I'm saying? I love history, and I love it when a man can that studies and brings that wisdom and knowledge to light, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just have to say I love you, man, and appreciate you, man.
Wow, that's where it's at right there. What you did right there,
mm-hmm.
when one brother can be openly and show love and respect to another brother, it's a wrap. That ain't nothing they can do that can stand against that. You get what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Now that's 2%. Now if we can get the other 98%, which I know that's kind of a little unrealistic, but here's some wisdom. This is straight from my personal book, Lost Book of Hoonah.
No.
We don't need 100%
you know,
in order for to get this task done. All we need, trust me on this. All we need to tip the scale just 1%. You get what I'm saying? And we tip the scale.
Yeah, we got.
You know, 50% is gonna automatically disagree with the other 50%. But we tip that scale.
Right.
1%, it'll be all that we need to get back focus to take care of ourselves and each other.
Yeah, like we gotta We gotta bring our brothers and sisters out of post-traumatic slavery disorder, man. Once we can get them out of that, man, we are good to go. We're going back to power like we were created to be, power, you know. So, you know, it's a hard thing to explain that, you know. You know, it's a hard thing to explain it. I try to explain it on a level where people can understand, you know, in some of my pieces. But, you know, I realize that sometimes some people are made to be slaves and some people choose to be slaves. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And not knowing exactly who you're dealing with.
Not knowing exactly who you're dealing with.
Now, what you're doing, this is definitely a step in the right direction, and I got divine love and respect for you, too. And I got a show coming up, the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique, what you just said, because that's exactly what we're going to do, is to try to open up for people to finally get that, you know. And it's about a revisitation from the days of old, because, you know, if we go back, and I'm just 54 years young this time around, and I guarantee you, it wasn't even 45 years ago we had that type of unity on our block.
Yeah.
And we had that type of unity within our household. You get what I'm saying? We still had little issues, but not at the rate that we're having it today. So this is a revisitation from the days of old, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come through. That's Thursday.
You know what?
The 13th, okay?
Okay, hit me up in my inbox on Jeffrey the Light Knight on Facebook,
okay.
Man. Hit me up in my inbox, man, and drop that date, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be glad to come over there, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I sure will.
You talking to?
It'll be
talking about wisdom and knowledge, man. Yes, sir. All right. Okay, my brother.
Congratulations.
I love you too, brother. All right. Caller number 9. Are you in queue? Caller number 9.
Yes, and that is me, and I'm so damn fine. How are you, Mr. Boston? This is
Angela. I am fine. I am in my best spirit right now. You know, I am in my best spirit. So, you know, how you doing?
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold up. You just doing okay. I'm not accepting that one.
I didn't say okay. I said wonderfully well.
Oh, okay. Wonderfully well. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Wonderfully well. That means your spirit is up in its high apogee, and you're looking down on us and sending all your blessings back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sounds about right.
No.
Yes.
So, Miss Chinchilla, Miss Chinchilla, I see that you do a lot of things. I see that you're an advocate for people who've been to prison and been in prison and incarcerated, and the atrocities that go on behind those walls and stuff. You know, I myself spent a number of years behind the wall, not once, not twice, but 3 times, you know. So I just love those shows when you bring those topics to bear, you know, because it has a significance, and, you know, the things that you do have an effect on other people's lives, because it what you bring can make or break a person, you know, and it can lead a person not to put themselves in a position where they have to go behind that wall. And those stories those men behind the wall told, whoa, you know, I've seen it, I've experienced it, you know, and then I took note, you know. So I really appreciate you bringing those topics from the street into the internet system. I really do.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. These stories are really, really very, very unfathomable and just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And like I always say to people, when I think I've seen or heard the worst, it definitely gets even worse. And it's, yeah, so, yep,
oh,
trying to make a difference out
gonna,
here.
Yeah, and it's going to get, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because the people that we have that represent us in front of a judge in the system, they really not there to help us. Unless you got money, well, then that's the only time that you might get good representation. But I've learned and watched over the course of years that even when you have a paid lawyer, the system can buy that lawyer. You know what I'm saying? And they create more havoc, and a person end up going to prison for a crime he didn't commit, or he goes to prison for a large amount of time that don't even fit the crime. And I was just looking at an article the other day where this black man was in prison for 47 years, and they released him. But when he got to the gate, they rearrested him for parole violation. And the question came to mind was, how in the hell can they rearrest you for a parole violation and you haven't even got out the gate? You feel me?
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I was appalled, you know. I was appalled. So, but this is what happens to our black people. This is what happens. They're in the process of trying to annihilate us systematically through the system. And the reality of it is if you put a black man behind bars at a young age, he cannot prosper through his seed. They keep him from planting a seed so he can replenish the earth. And that's one of the purposes of why they keep us locked up for long sentences. So they systematically annihilating us. When you put a young man behind bars, you can't make babies. And when you can't make babies, we wither away, you know. So yeah.
Wow.
Miss Chinchin.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So very true. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to tell you, your shows are phenomenal. You are a phenomenal woman. A great woman, a beautiful woman. And you mean what you say, and you can back up what you say. And that what makes me look at you as a pillar in the community, because you do what very few people are afraid to do, and that is to voice your opinion and bring it to light and bring it to the world. So I just want to say I appreciate you.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Boston. That really, truly means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well,
awesome.
You belong on a pedestal. Yes, where you belong. You belong on a pedestal.
Oh, wow. Jeez, wow. That is something. I belong on a pedestal. Somebody bring it to me. Bring it to me, darling.
You're so wise with it, and your wisdom is your beauty, not in the physical sense, but in the mental sense, you know. So
yeah.
With that being said, I'm gonna sit you back down on the couch, and thank you for coming through. All right. Caller number 9, are you in the building? Caller number 9.
Good evening. Yes, I am in the building. Good evening.
That is none other, that voice is none other than Miss Laura Shaw, Miss Lady of Love, my pen partner. Yeah, my book partner. How you doing tonight?
Blessed and highly favored.
Good.
How about yourself?
Good. So I'm blessed and assured. I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work. But
I know.
I'm blessed and
assured. I know you're tired. I know you're tired.
No, I dozed off into a nap earlier today, so you know, mm-hmm. I'm good. So, it's almost that hour. So I'm gonna give you the mic for a very short piece and do your thing.
Very short.
Not very short, but short.
I guess it's short enough, you know. But it's keeping in step with the topic, all about this poetry. So I ask the question, what is poetry? The course and patterns of colors, strobes, metaphors, passionate verbal arrangements, and rose-tinted garlands wrapped around words and phrases are the fundamental blueprint of poetry. Poetry originates in the soul and reveals its testimony through the ears of the world, using the content of numerous formularies to print language that resonates with quality so differently to the same person depending on the order of phraseology. This victorious morning, yes, with the breath of life, is poetry in motion that sequenced my breathing and opened the verbal passages that recited powerful streams of energy as she gazed upon the sky to watch the sun and structured light to encourage a verse fall into place. I named the verse a sheet ordination. In that moment, what was is, poetry is praise for everything living breath that, every living breath that sets the timing for living words. Poetry opens like a tulip in early spring, reaching and crowding the earth with the essence of nature. And she is just swift with her mighty word principle. Watching a bird fly orchestrates that metaphors fall from the inky flows of a writer's soul connected to the spirit of flight. Simple things like a walk in silence will produce a rhythm that walks with you poetically if you're fun in things like that. Sway of our sass will chime poetry. Poetry is life. Father must have co-ordained his universe for the acrobats of influence poetry would have on his creation. Poetry is an emotional rescue, penetrating layers of insecurities when her user applies her passages minus ego drift. In the flow of a pen, a pulchritude seeds her way into the core of hearts and souls. Poetry is the parent. A receptive womb mind will duplicate poetry's sweet tranquilizations, letting her life force navigate through the veins of all living things. Let a verse stimulate a dying hope with the volume of metaphoric energy, words distributed in various priorities, soft into hard phenomenon, to express a different paradigm erecting. I like referral to poetry as her. That feminine energy that can balance negativity, soothe raw abrasions with the calm of her lavender balm, healing bird strength, because this is what she does. Love the yellow daffodil in the palm of my hand. Her energies meshed in perfect harmony. She showed me silky patterns I recognized. There I copied each for my prose. Taking the strength of my observation to view the landscape, my precious flower was born. I saw poetry in a myriad of, I began a level of language that poured from my soul like the overflow of a full dam. The thing of this flow is it postured continuation as if I am poetry's protege. Possible in that I connect vividly with her in her many forms. do of certain skills, I hear her whisper what I should drip or drop. Had a spontaneous rendition that kissed my heart. The magic of this poetry hypnotized me. And there be present in poetry's arena was only myself and my response. Wisdom's beauty is so expressed in the triumph of poetry. Solomon knew it well, and soul bleeds the hearers, and many became caught in the spell of his artistic grandeur. I love you, sweet poetry. My life is about your tight rhythms of syllables and words. You allow me to share and enjoy. I'm married to the unction of your gifting. I attend your seminars daily. Poetry, you are the port of entry to jubilation, the lights at all twilight cities, the rain scenes in Paris, the sands on the deserts. Poetry, your foliage is like wandering Jew, everlasting as Diffenbachia plants, sweet as the honeysuckle vine. She touched you, poetry, and poetry took a seat in her soul. My hands are married to the keys that recite your finery in verse. Metaphorically speaking, though is spirit-led, steps to your might, poetry, night or day. Word me a melody, my love. Sure, for me to jot it down. That ends that piece.
Yeah. Wow, wow, just wow. Appreciate you. I appreciate you because you're a friend, friend. I appreciate you because you know me and you feel me. And I love you to life. In peace. All right.
Love you right back.
All right. Goodbye. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Now, it's your mother and father's favorite producer. It's Ingo Z time. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ingo Z, your mother's and father's favorite producer. Enzo.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight and had a outstanding performance. Next time we're going to have Chinchilla J. I know she wanted to do a poem tonight, but, you know, time is fleeting. But, of course, congratulations to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on his only syndicated station all-time connection record. Second consecutive. How about that on these only stations? Tomorrow night, we got our brother, Derek the Coach Gibson, and the Coach's Corner. You never know what he's going to bring. Because he's just not only a sports director, but he's also a conscientious thought processor when it comes down to internet radio, you know, and I love him and all he has brought to O&E Dynasty. Tomorrow night, the Coach's Corner, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is all Adela Ingo's Enterprises. He reached the course at www.thatlookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com. As well as Ngozi Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi at Ferris Google Plus. Ola Deli Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Boston Chronicles, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Deli. Don goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. Again, thank you, Mr. Boston. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, of course, you know how we do, right? This is Poetry Week. And, of course, I get a chance to interview Mr. Moody Black on my Honeybee Files on Friday. How about that? And then the next Friday we have in February, our sister Bessie Truth will be back with the Front Porch. Mr. Boston, you have 1 minute and 4 seconds left to go in this program. Let's get it.
Okay, now I want y'all to know, accountability still sleep. and sleep is a dead end street and no direction being told which direction to go through a book with precepts stolen from the 147 precepts of my aunt. But all of that stuff was twisted into a book and it's called The Holy Artifact, but how much in the book is fact and how much is allegory or folklore? And good night.